This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We'll give you the toll-free call-in lines here momentarily where you can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Chris, you've actually got one of these really interesting stories. I saw this on Facebook, I think late last night, and I chuckled, as I often do when I see stories of this sort. This not from the United States, from our friendly neighbors to the north, the great white north of Canada. Actually, I believe Toronto's actually a little further south than we are here in New Hampshire.
Really?
Yeah. It's that part that sort of dips down into the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is one of these sorts of stories to where I've seen things like this, you know, across the U.S. And it's always one of these stories that it's good for a laugh, and it always shows sort of the absurdity of bureaucracy. Your calls and thoughts welcome, 855-450-FREE. Again, story comes from Toronto. And what did this guy do for about 1/100th of the price of what the, you know, town government was looking to do and saying they could do it for?
He built stairs.
Stairs.
Stairs. You heard it here, folks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Looks like it's about 8 stairs.
8 stairs and a little platform.
The landing.
Yep. Landing.
Yep. So this comes to us from CTV News. Toronto man builds park stairs for $550, irking city after $65,000 estimate.
Wait,
I gotta love government.
It's kind of like that whole bridge thing in Keene, right?
Or any other bridge that government gets involved in. I'm going to get into the story and we'll talk about it. A Toronto man who spent $550 building a set of stairs in his community park says he has no regrets, despite the city's insistence that he should have waited for a $65,000 city project to handle the problem. The city is now threatening to tear down the stairs because they were not built to regulation standards.
Now, someone could wind up saying, well, he should have, if he was going to do this, he should have built it to whatever the regulation standards are.
Eh.
But then you have to, you know, wind up asking a question of, what are the regulation standards? Are the regulation standards just no one but a city employee can build this? Are the regulation standards only a person contracted?
Well, we'll get into that in the story, but oftentimes these standards that are followed are international building code standards, for example, that or it could be ADA in the United States. It would be Americans with Disabilities Act standards that said, well, in addition to the stairs, you would be required to create a handicap ramp, and if the slope was, you know, X degrees or greater, then it would have to zigzag back and forth 3 times. And,
right.
And so who knows?
What if, like, government just, like, utilized social media, right? Like, I mean, think about how useful of a tool the Internet is. You could have everybody in the community that builds stairs for a living, right, put up on a flyer or on a website what their stairs would look like and the cost, and then members of the community could, like, go to that website
and vote which one they'd be willing to. And the bids that the city got ranged from $65,000 to $150,000. So governments already do this thing called putting out a bid.
Sure.
And
a request for proposal,
Yeah. But before we continue in with this thing, it should be pointed out that prior to this man, Adi Austell, building the stairs himself with the help of one other person, and
we'll get to that,
this park had no stairs. So it's not like he, you know, repaired a set of stairs that was there and repaired it very badly.
No.
And there were no stairs.
Exactly. And the story talks about why that was an issue. Retired mechanic Adi Ostel said he took it upon himself to build the stairs after several neighbors fell down a steep path to a community garden in Tom Riley Park in Etobicoke, Ontario. Ostel says his neighbors chipped in on the project, which only ended up costing about $550, a far cry from the $65,000 to $150,000 price tag the city had estimated for the job. I thought they were talking about an escalator, Ostel told CTV News Channel on Wednesday. Ostel said he hired a homeless person to help him and built the 8 steps in a matter of hours. Ostel's wife, Gail Rutherford, said the stairs had already been a big help to people who routinely take that route through the park. I've seen so many people fall over that rocky path that was there to begin with. It's a huge improvement over what was there.
So this guy decided, you know what, the city is taking a long time to actually do this.
Right, dragging their feet.
They're going to wind up spending a lot more money than what it actually cost. I'll go ahead and do this myself.
Right. Probably.
With his own money. It's not like one of the things, and we've covered this story numerous times, to where somebody decides they're going to fill in a pothole, so they go to the city DOT and wind up taking the tar and patch from the DOT and do the job. No, no, no. This guy bought his own equipment with money that he raised himself. And he did the job that the city was, thus far refusing to do.
Do they actually let you do that? Go to the DOT and, pick up tar and stuff? And
no, so the guy that did that wound up getting charged with theft of city property.
Of course he did.
Unlicensed repair and some kind of, renovation to government property without a permit.
Honestly, this story, I don't know this for sure. I am speculating. I want to be clear about that. But I could see Adi sitting around the breakfast table with his wife, enjoying a cup of coffee first thing in the morning.
Old retired guy,
sitting around with a cup of coffee and his wife going, our neighbor fell down that steep path over there again. He's like, well, why doesn't the city just build some steps? I'm not going to wait on them. Let me run to Home Depot. There's that homeless guy that's been hanging around. I'll get him to help me. We'll knock this out by noon. I'll be back in time for lunch. It honestly could be that fast. I have no idea.
Right. And, again, let me give another example of something in this a lot closer to where we live. Some town council guy in Massachusetts was on sitting town councilor. They had voted to repaint crosswalks.
Okay.
They were dragging their feet, never actually hiring a contractor, never actually getting the city road crew. So this guy, in the middle of the night, decides, screw it, I'm going to do it myself. Repaints the crosswalks.
The horror.
Wound up getting charged with, some unlicensed renovation something.
Right.
And then they forced him to pay to undo the paint job that he had done that the town was dragging their feet on doing.
This is government. This is how government works. And when you build a system that has no natural incentives, that has no no price sensitivity,
right.
its only self-interest is basically to be self-perpetuating. I've got to demonstrate that my job is necessary and I have to continue, then you have these kinds of absolutely absurd stories. And I'm going to read some more of this one.
Yeah, because let's definitely jump back in. And again, your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Ostel says members of his gardening group have been thanking him for taking care of the project, especially after one of them broke her wrist falling down the slope last year. Quote, to me, the safety of the people is more important than the money, Ostel said. So if the city is not willing to do it, I have to do it myself. City bylaw officers had taped off the stairs while officials made a decision on what to do with it. However, Ostel has not been charged with any sort of violation. I'll say yet.
Yeah, at least he's not been charged with anything ... yet.
Right.
And hopefully he doesn't get charged with anything. But the absurdity here is that the city council and city bylaw officer is probably going to demand that this set of stairs be destroyed so that they can pay their $65,000 to $150,000 to build it their way.
And we'll hear from the mayor next.
They know better than you. This is Free Talk Live.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is now soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. 1-800-795-7733 in studio. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're talking about a guy in Toronto, or might be just outside of Toronto, decided since the city was dragging their feet on building some stairs, he'd go and build it himself. And, well, now he's found himself in some trouble. But maybe you want to help build a better financial system, not just for you, but for everyone else. Well, you can get working on that and join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low and transactions are fast and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the Dash network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash, so go right now to Dash.org and find out why.
Yeah, and we'll jump back into this story. We've been talking about Adi Ostel, our personal hero for today's show, a gentleman who lives, I guess, close to Toronto or just outside of, who saw a place where people were falling down a slope.
Riley Park in Etobicoke,
yeah.
I think is how it's pronounced. It's one of those things to where, you know, use phonics and then you never know which syllable to put the emphasis on.
I'm going with Etobicoke. I'm guessing more Indian sounding, but hey, who knows? But anyway, he sees this. His wife's talked about it. People in their garden club have fallen down and broken their wrists. So he's like, you know what? The city's been dragging their feet. I'm just going to go out and build some steps. He builds them for about $550.
The city's quotes. Between $65,000 to $150,000.
I'm kind of curious to see what this guy's steps look like, though.
Oh, I'll show you the picture.
Are they, like, good quality, or are they, like, just these little...
They look very nice.
They look good. My only complaint about these stairs, and, you know, if I were building a set of stairs, I would have a handrail on both sides.
Right. Yeah.
So that I could see that being a complaint, and maybe that's what they mean when they say that they were not in compliance with the code. Hey, Adi, put a rail on the other side. Maybe the picture was taken when he wasn't necessarily finished, like, I'm going to go have lunch now, and then I'll come back and rebuild the other side, and then, you know, cease and desist. I don't know.
Daryl can put the link up in show notes so people can take a look.
It's already in the show notes on Facebook and the Twitter.
The town should fundraise for the stairs instead of taxing. You know what I mean?
I'd take that over that. Or to the point of this story, which I think is, if somebody volunteers to fix a problem that everyone's going to benefit from,
mm-hmm.
why stand in the way?
I'm one of those people where, like, I can appreciate the finer things in life. Like, I like those stairs, but I've seen prettier ones. And, like, I wouldn't be opposed to having a nicer little landscape there, you know, with little...
Yeah.
You know, but hey, I don't think, you know, everyone should be forced to pay into taxes and then have some random $65,000 number pulled out of a hat and then awarded to whoever. I think there's
It's not going to be whoever. It's going to be somebody that's a friend of one of the city councilors.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. There could be other ways where, like I said, you could compete and have, like, a town website that had, like, all the local landscapers. Like,
come
up
with the best design.
And then put a price tag on it, and then whoever in the community likes, you can vote. And if you vote, you have to contribute, like, $10 or something.
And
like,
a group called Friends of the Tom Riley Park,
right?
That decide, you know what, would be really nice to have some stairs.
Oh, like those
right.
people
who
that
can build
sponsor
some stairs?
A highway.
We'll build the stairs,
right?
You see those signs that say sponsor a highway or whatever, where you can, like, sponsor it and make a little section of the highway all pretty, and
as long as you follow the state's guidelines on what you're allowed to do while you're doing that.
Right.
So this is the crazy part. This is undoubtedly a town owned park.
Yes,
seems like it. Town owns it,
mm-hmm.
but how'd the town get it? The town bought it. With tax dollars, more than likely.
We're speculating. It could have been donated.
It could have been donated to them or whatever. But the idea of us possessing these public areas, these areas that aren't owned by anybody. You know, they always talk about, or you know, the national park system belongs to all of us.
Well, okay, then why do I get charged a $50 fee if I want to go to Yellowstone?
Exactly.
If I am part owner of Yellowstone, which is the great lie that's told.
Exactly.
Then why do I have to pay? I don't have to pay to, you know, like, go use the bathroom at a place that I'm considered the owner of.
Well, all that
right?
money goes towards keeping the park up, Daryl. That's the other lie.
But if it's federally owned, then technically every American citizen should be able to show their ID and get in there.
I disagree completely with that statement, federally owned. I don't think the federal government...
No,
right.
But is it,
I understand
but
what you're saying.
That's
I don't disagree with you.
And the same sort of thing goes with a lot of these city-owned or state-owned football stadiums that
right.
one private organization winds up getting the sole exclusive rights to use.
And benefits from.
And if you want to show up there, nope, sorry, you've got to fork over a couple $100 for a ticket.
Yeah.
Even though you're considered part owner because your taxes are paying for it.
Well, the problem, the tragedy in all this is that when we do these things, when government owns property, then it scales up or down. It can happen in a very, very small town. It can happen nationwide, like we have with our National Park Service. But there is still just this insane belief that none of these things could ever exist if it weren't for government. And a lot of people believe that.
Right.
We could never have our National Park Service if it wasn't for the Department of the Interior. Well, all that land was there before there was a Department of the Interior.
Right, and...
Why do you think, like, governments, like, I've been doing a lot of, like, philosophical thinking lately. So, like, when it comes to, like, beaches and parks and stuff like that, like, why does government come to exist these things and maintain these things? Like, how does that occurrence happen? Like... Do you know what I mean? Is it
or why do they do it?
Take it through eminent domain because they can manage it better than you can.
Right. And, okay.
Yeah,
we
but
can
most
just
people go along with it. You know what I mean? Like the public beaches, for example. I mean, you have private beaches, you have public beaches.
One of the most popular things that ever happened was the National Antiquities Act and the national, you know, creation of our national park system under Teddy Roosevelt. People loved it because you're told... We are going to preserve all this land for generations upon generations. It'll be there for all of us to appreciate.
So people buy into the government ownership of it because they believe that, like, it's almost like a timeshare. Like, they have a stake in it, that they have a share in it.
They do. I think people believe in it for that. And
that
they
might
also
be why some people buy into it. And then there are other people, like,
well,
you know,
you
me and Chris.
Because if you were to auction it off, and then it were to only have one owner, right? Let's say you were to privatize it, and you were to be like, okay, we're going to auction it off. Now it's going to have one owner. Then now, suddenly, a bunch of other people that otherwise would have had access to a beach
that's
no longer
not
have
true.
Access.
That is not true. Ducati Park, the place where Occupy Wall Street started, is a privately owned park that is open to the public.
We'll get some legs under that part, that argument after this.
Yeah. And your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Super Berries. Aronia berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're discussing public property versus private property. And Heather, you had asked a question towards the end of the last segment of, if all of the public property were auctioned off to the highest bidder, then would that not mean that nobody could ever go to the beach and, you know, Yellowstone would wind up being turned into a strip mall? Something along those lines. Because then, everything would be private. Nobody wants to, open their land up for people to use. Was that basically your question?
No, I didn't say nobody wouldn't open up their land, but I'm saying that, if it was privately owned, you'd see, and somebody opened it publicly, you'd get, that one person that, that one heroin addict, for example, that left a needle on the private beach, and the owner's going to be like, all right, sorry, we're closing it off.
This is why we can't have nice things.
This is why McDonald's doesn't exist, because I can guarantee you there's been a heroin needle left in a McDonald's before, and McDonald's doesn't just close down because, oops, there was a drug.
Yeah, but
here.
McDonald's makes money off of
sure.
the public. Like, would, unless they the private owner charged to go to the public, the private beach.
Or they could sell you goods and services while you're at the beach.
Right.
Oh, you want to rent an umbrella so you don't wind up getting sunburnt? We
sure.
can help you out. You want to buy a
True.
Hamburger, a hot dog? We can help you out. We've
yeah.
got that at this nice concession stand that exists on our private beach.
Yeah, and there's a long history of these things actually working. Never
right.
mind the fact that we have theme parks.
Right, and
you know,
there's
for
also
example,
the claim that...
Those are all privately owned, right?
Yes. Well, mostly there might be one or two somewhere that are owned by some government entity, but you know, we're also told this great lie that art would not exist without the National Endowment for the Arts. But yet, most art museums are either completely privately run, or they get such a small amount of funding from the National Endowment for the Arts to where it's minuscule and they could survive without that money. The same thing would be true of public spaces. And again, I mentioned Ducati Park, which is, you know, that famous park famous for hosting the Occupy Wall Street thing. That was private land where the owner of that park said, yeah, you can have your rally thing here.
And I'm going to bring up another example because this to me brings up a couple different points about privatization.
Right.
So back in the, I'm going to get dates wrong. Somebody can correct me if they wish, or they can just go Google what I'm going to talk about, but it's going to be the Oregon Sea Lion Caves.
Okay.
In the state of Oregon. There's no better
place for the Oregon Sea Lion Caves, by the way, than the state of Oregon.
Yeah, that's okay. They're just called the Sea Lion Caves.
What would be confusing if the Oregon Sea Lion Caves were in Michigan?
Exactly. But the Sea Lion Caves are in Lane County, and they're on the coast, and it's one of those touristy things that if you lived in Oregon and if you ever went by there on the coast, your parents probably stopped there at some point.
Yep.
Everybody kind of knows. They smell to high heaven, but it's really cool to see the animals and to do that. But it's got a really interesting story behind it. And the story was this. Back in the early 1900s, fishermen felt that sea lions were a nuisance. They
okay.
were getting tangled up in their nets. They were basically affecting their catch.
All right.
And they figured, well, the best way to deal with that, we've got to get our... Excuse me, our senators and state legislators to put a bounty on sea lions. So they did. And they nearly hunted these things into extinction.
Where was this?
In Oregon. Nearly hunted sea lions in Oregon into extinction. But this one guy thought they were pretty cool, and he happened to own a bit of land that had all these caves along the coastline that sea lions like to hang out in.
All right.
So basically what he said was, you know what? I'm going to create a public park here. This
All
is
right.
going to be it. I'm going to charge a couple bucks for people to come in and see it. And you can come in. You can buy food to feed the sea lions. You can do all this sort of stuff. And it's ended up, it basically single-handedly reversed the downward slide of the sea lions' demise by providing a safe place for them to live and to breed.
And now was that bounty that was put out? That was paid for by taxpayers, right?
Yes, of course. Government.
So
yeah.
Not only did it solve the seal issue, that it solved the money issue.
Absolutely. So it's just really interesting, and that thing is still there to this day. And, you know, you're going down the Oregon coast, at some point you're going to see sea lion caves.
See, I thought you were going somewhere different when you mentioned the bounty, because I had read something, I forget what it was in, I think it was England, back like, you know, 200-300 years ago, where there was something, no, it was India. When the British had taken over India, they were, there's too many cobras. And so they put out a bounty for cobras, and people started breeding the cobras so that they could then kill the cobras that they had bred and go get the bounty.
Nice. But the other thing, I'm sure you had a rat explosion that, you know, rat populations explode when they start killing snakes. And there's all kinds of unintended consequences.
What happened, no, there were actually more snakes after the thing because the Brits realized, wait a second, these people are breeding the snakes to collect the bounty. They weren't killing the snakes that already existed.
Right.
So that's where I thought you were going with the sea lion, was this guy started breeding the sea lion so he could get the bounty, but he gave them a sanctuary.
Yeah.
He set up a sanctuary city for sea lions.
He did, and he
Bravo.
sells tickets, and he sells t-shirts and everything else. And this thing is self-funding. It's not bought. It's not paid for by tax dollars.
Right. And this entire discussion on the public land versus private land and sea lions started because of the story we started the show with about a Toronto area man who was not happy that the city of Etobicoke, Ontario, decided that they were going to... They authorized and then drug their feet on paying somewhere between $65,000 to $150,000 to build 8 stairs in a city park, the Tom Riley Park. So this guy, Adi Ostel, decided, you know what, I'm going to ask some of my neighbors to throw in some money so that I can wind up doing this job, go hire a homeless guy, because some of the people in the gardening club that use this park had fallen down. One of the people fell down, broke her wrist. So he said, you know what, screw it. I'm going to go ahead and do this job myself. Well, now the city's not happy, and the mayor has some choice words here.
Yes, Mayor John Tory acknowledged that the city estimates sound, quote, completely out of whack with reality, unquote, on Wednesday.
Well, I'm glad he acknowledges that they sound completely out of whack with reality.
And what's the next word
you would have said? They are. Not they just sound, but they are.
You could not even be reading this story, and after a politician says that, you know the next word is going to be either but or however.
Right.
In this case, he chooses however. He says that still doesn't justify allowing private citizens to bypass city bylaws to build public structures themselves. Quote, I think everybody will understand that it will be more than $550, he said on Wednesday.
Yeah, it'll be about $600 once you add the other railing.
We just can't have people decide to go out to Home Depot and build a staircase in a park because that's what they would like to have. Well, no, that's not the point. The city already acknowledged that a set of stairs needed to be there.
Yes.
It's not like he came up with this idea on his own. The
right.
City had these plans.
This is where, and, you know, Chris, I want your thoughts here because, you know, we're both firmly in the camp of governments should not own property.
Right.
What are your thoughts on collective ownership of property? So if a group called the Friends of Tom Riley Park,
I have no issue with that,
decided that they wanted to oversee this and say a board of directors of 5 people.
Right.
All right. So that's my thought. There should be, you know, like some group could own this and oversee it. And, you know, maybe there already is a group called the Friends of Tom Riley Park. I don't know. But they're not paying for this. Taxpayers are. There's more. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is Digital Cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Simbi.com.
Have you checked your Google search results? Lately, search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client,
client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about this guy in the Toronto area, Audie Austell, who decided, instead of waiting on the city to stop dragging their feet and ultimately spend somewhere between $65,000 to $150,000 to build 8 stairs and possibly a landing, not sure if he built the landing or just the stairs, he took it upon himself to raise the money and go spend $550 on supplies and hiring an assistant to help build the stairs. We'll get back into the story. And again, the mayor had some choice words for Mr. Austell. Before we get back into that story, I want to make sure that I tell you about an economy where you don't need money. Talking about the sharing economy, talking specifically about Simbi.com. It's a sleek, easy-to-use marketplace where you trade your talents for other people's services and abilities. You can forget the old economy. This is your economy, Simbi.com. You won't believe the diversity of services on Simbi.com. There are hundreds of thousands of people who are acting within the symbiotic economy. Go open an account at Simbi.com. That's Simbi.com. Take a look around. Post your services. Simbi.com.
And we'll get back into the story. We where we last left off, the mayor stated that, you know, my gosh, this is outrageous. How could we come up with a cost of $65,000 to $150,000 for that? And he said, but I also think that
let's give the actual quote here. He says, it sounds completely out of whack with reality. However, You can't just have people go bypass the city bylaws and build things themselves.
Hey, you can't have people out there coming up with viable solutions, Daryl. That's what he's saying. You can't trust people to come up with viable solutions for their neighbors and themselves.
Chris, if we let this guy build a set of stairs, then we got to let everybody build stairs, and then the park is just nothing but a big, giant set of stairs.
It's like a M.C. Escher nightmare.
You know,
they all lead to each other.
Nobody has common sense to realize that, you know, sometimes you can have too many stairs.
Right. And this is just the thing. We'll
just start building a stairway to heaven, and it'll be like the Tower of Babel all over again, but in this tiny little park in Etobicoke, Ontario.
Yeah, but the idea that's being, you know, reinforced by the mayor is that you can't do things on your own, people. You have to trust government to do these things for you. Now, we're going to do it with your own money, which we're going to take under threat of force. The story continues.
Again, from CTV, and this has been shared on the Facebook and the Twitter for Free Talk Live.
Excellent. I think everybody will understand that it will be more than $550, he said on Wednesday. We just can't have people decide to go out to Home Depot and build a staircase in a park because that's what they would like to have.
Right.
He pointed out,
we need to let them go to Lowe's and Aubuchon and 84 Lumber and the other ones. But, you know, stay away from Home Depot because reasons, I guess.
Right. He pointed out that the park already has an accessible path for those who worry about falling down the incline.
So why authorize between $65,000 to $150,000 to build a set of stairs where this guy built some stairs if there's already a path, Mayor Tory?
Oh, you're trying to interject logic here, Daryl. Stop it. Who worried about falling down the incline, which is essentially a shortcut from the parking lot to the garden area. Well, I'm sorry if you're an elderly person and you're going to work on this garden in this park, you probably do want to drive there and you probably want to take the shortest possible path to get there.
Wait, I have
a question. What's wrong with this as a solution?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Okay, so all this is making me think about like government-owned lands and stuff like that. So, and then the theory you talked about the guy with the seals and how that turned out to work. And
not a theory.
What do you call them?
Facts?
No, the amusement parks and stuff. So I'm seeing all these privatized, you know, ways that certain things work. How would you go about, like, if government currently own something, or it's under government control, how do you go about, who decides, do you let government decide who gets to privately own it, and like, is that the best solution?
I think you sell it off to the highest bidder. And
right, but then the question is, who oversees the auction? You've got to have somebody oversee an auction, Chris.
True. But I'm
thinking...
Give
me the name of the auctioneer, because centrally planned liberty.
There you go.
Let's use a
real example. Let's say Yellowstone National Park.
Okay.
Congress
has
decided.
Tom Riley Park, which is the park we're talking about in Etobicoke, Ontario.
It's in Canada. Our laws don't apply there, Derek.
Okay, let's talk about Ashuelet River Park. That's about half a mile from the LRN studios.
Okay, fair enough.
Run through there.
Maybe we would
four
sell
times
the park to somebody. Maybe they'd sell it to the highest bidder in America.
Well, we could do a couple different things. Right. So here's a couple things. Number one, sell the park to the highest bidder, and we would not deny foreign bidders. So, yeah, maybe the Chinese would end up owning the park. But what incentive would they have if they didn't figure out a way to monetize it?
But is government almost like, in a sense, like if you could opt out of paying taxes, then it would be voluntary, right? So then you could say government is kind of like group insurance. So if everybody still paid into taxes, then it would make it so that they had more purchasing power and they could purchase more as a dues-paying member, you know what I mean? So, like, if we pay a bunch of taxes and that money is used to purchase land in another country, right, that goes up for private auction. Isn't that kind of what China owns a lot of rental and real estate property and stuff like that in America, I heard?
The Chinese own a lot of property here because they see it as the potential to make more money because it's a good investment. If I invest $10... And then later on, I will get 20.
But do you see what
That's
I mean,
it.
Though? Like, if people could opt out of paying the taxes, and then it would just be, like, the remaining people that still paid in, and that would be their purchasing power, almost like group insurance.
So you're saying that if we magically waved a wand and tomorrow there were no more taxes,
No, there were taxes on, like you'd have to obviously, like, overhaul, like, the current system. But if there was a way that people that wanted to live off-grid and not, you know, partake in the...
Sign me up.
You know what I mean? Then let them do that. Okay. And then the people that wanted to...
Continue to pay?
To pay would get the... You
well, the scenario, as I'm hearing it...
Government essentially would just be more of like a...
If you don't want to participate,
firm.
Chris, then you could just stay on your property forever for the rest of your life, have no human interaction. You don't get to travel on the road because once you look at the road, you have to pay to use the road.
Okay.
So you've got to stay on your property, can have no human interaction. You can only eat what you can grow and, you know, the that's animals that can live on your property.
That's taken it to the nth degree. I think there's all sorts
of... Right, but what she's saying is if you don't want to participate in society, you don't have to, but right. You don't get to use any of the benefits of what society built.
Is that your contention?
I mean, the way I would look at it is, like, you could probably, I imagine society would be like, yeah, you can use the roads, but you're going to have to apply with the rules of the road, and if you don't, you get pulled over. You know what I mean? Like, you can't be like, oh, I got pulled over for a seatbelt or drinking and driving or whatever. Like, if that's the rule
for
the people that are paying for the road, then you're going to have to adhere to their rules. You may not have to pay for it if they don't mind you using their roads.
I would have no issue whatsoever paying an annual road fee. You know, if it were a New Hampshire road fee, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can drive on any of the roads I want, but I have to pay, you know, $200 a year.
$200,000.
Like, if you're going to not contribute anything to society, but then you're going to drive on a road you didn't pay for, that's
you're
like
implying
that
government contributes something to society and the people that elect to get outside of government don't.
If taxes were voluntary and people that wanted to live off-grid and collect rainwater and do their own thing, they could do that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm all about that. Like, people that want
to,
you know...
Oh, I understand. But I also think we need to insert a little bit of realism into the conversation. It's
ostracization. Isn't that what the voluntary society is all about? It's like ostracizing people.
I'm saying the likelihood of it happening. What I see much more likely is something happening on a very small level, maybe at a town level, a village level. You know what I mean? That would be at first. It has to demonstrate that things like this can work, that voluntary societies can do things.
I could see, you know, maybe not the city of Keene, but one of the neighboring towns here in New Hampshire deciding, you know what, this municipal park, we're just going to wind up selling it off to the Friends of the Park organization and let them just go ahead and take care of it because they're the ones taking care of it anyway.
Right. Take it off our budget. We're not going to pay our parks department to continue to take care of it. Perfect.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. Public land, private land. If everything were privatized yesterday, would you wind up having to comply with everything that some bureaucrat comes up with because you walked on a sidewalk that one time?
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Did the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like liquid chaps, super mega fish oil, or doggo suds shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.